smiled faintly, expression warm, amused. Not to me, but my family are useless. Your animosity puts me squarely in the middle. It's difficult to watch them push you around. They talk down to you. They act like the ranch is already theirs. I can't leave you alone here. I'm old, not feeble-minded. And for the good or the bad, they are my family. I can handle them. They'll run you ragged, Dot. They did last year. You had pneumonia after they left. Were sick for weeks. He didn't add that it was touch and go for a bit, with even the doctor wanting to hospitalize Dot. Instead, they got her an oxygen tank for home, but Cade and Emma rarely left her side. I won't push myself so hard this year. I acknowledge my limits, but they'll push you hard. Without me here, they'll walk all over you, and I won't allow it. I won't permit. This, Cade, is what Alistair objects to, she interrupted. You're half my nephew's age, but you act like the boss.
I am the boss.
He saw her arch an imperious eyebrow.
You pay me to be the boss.
I pay you to manage the ranch, not them or me. She eyed him for a long moment, her small turquoise and silver earring catching the light.
You're taking this very hard, my dear. You should be delighted to have some time away, time to yourself. I prefer being here with you, he said stubbornly.
She reached out, patted his arm.
I know, and I like you here. But Alistair is having panic attacks, or whatever they're called, anticipating more conflict with you. He says he can't be manhandled this year.
I've never laid a hand on him.
Apparently you glower.
Dot's lips twitched. Her eyes shone with humor.
You make him uncomfortable.
Good.
It's only for 3 weeks and a bit. A change will be good for you. You haven't been away in years. Go travel, see the world, enjoy yourself, if you won't look for your sister.
When Cade's mouth opened, she cut the protest off quickly by adding firmly, It's not a request, Cade, it's an order.
Boss to employee. You've earned months of vacation time. Use some of it.
He couldn't speak for a moment. She'd never made him leave before, for anyone or anything.
When do I go?
They begin arriving Thursday night.
So, Thursday morning?
You don't have the tree up. Nothing's decorated yet.
You hate everything to do with Christmas. You should be relieved.
But I always help you, and this year they will help me. She gave him a serene smile, a smile that indicated they were pretty much done. He wasn't ready to let it go, though, nor was he ready to be sent off for the next 3 weeks.
This is a bad idea, Dot.
She just gave him that smile again.
We'll see.
He didn't exactly stomp out of the room, because he wasn't 11, and he wasn't having a tantrum, but he didn't leave in a good mood, nor give her that gentle pat on her shoulder as he left. Returning to his bunkhouse, a log cabin that had been the original Warner homestead, a cabin that had been his ever since he'd taken over as ranch manager 4 years ago. He shut the door harder than necessary. The logs in the cabin were stained dark, but the cabin was sturdy despite its age. Thanks to fresh chinking and a new wood shingle roof, it was warm, dry, and homey. Usually, Cade took comfort in the snug log cabin, but tonight, he tossed his coat off, tugged off his boots, and threw himself down on the long leather couch fronting the fireplace. He was not on board with Dot's plan. There was nothing about her plan that he liked, but seeing as he worked for her, it wasn't as if he could push back too hard. And yet, if her family was coming in, he wanted to keep an eye on her, make sure she wasn't being overly taxed or harassed. Last year, the Jameses hounded her their entire visit, wanting to know her future plans, wanting to know what provisions she had made for them in her will. For heaven's sake, who asked an elderly family member about their will? Who had the audacity to do such a thing? He wouldn't call her relatives gold diggers, but they certainly weren't visiting her every Christmas because they enjoyed her company. No, in their minds, Great Aunt Dorothy represented financial security. She was their lifeline. But what had they ever done for her? When had even one of them cared about her as a person? Cade had known Dot since he was 16, over half his life now. Her family had never...